感谢主。
We thank you, our Lord.
每一个主日，我们在这里，有两个非常重要的享受。
Every Sunday morning, we come here for the two great enjoyments.
头一个享受是我们享受主的爱、主的恩和主的话。
The first thing we enjoy God's love, God's words.
第二个享受乃是主耶稣基督自己在这里享受我们每一个人的敬拜、爱戴和服侍。
And secondly, our Lord Jesus come here, He Himself enjoying our worships and praise.
所以不要忘记，每一个礼拜天有两个享受。
Don't forget that every morning we're going to have two great enjoyments.
我们的享受
，our own enjoyment，
主的享受
，and our Lord's enjoyment。
今天早上我们要从哥林多前书来看一看教会每一个主日都在这里摆饼纪念主。
And today I'm going to share with you the passages from the First Corinthians. Every morning, brothers and sisters come here, we partake the bread and cup.
我们从第23节我们要读到30节。
And chapter 11 and verse 23 to 31.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
祝谢了就掰开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死只等到他来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干犯主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的、与患病的、死的也不少。
That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep.
那么这段话一开始，我们注意到保罗说主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
And at the very beginning, we noticed that Paul told us on the night he was betrayed.
那是什么晚上呢？
So what was that night?
为什么圣灵感动保罗没有说那是一个逾越节宴席的晚上？
Why didn't the Holy Spirit move the Paul and wrote in that way, this is the night of Passover?
为什么保罗没有说那是主耶稣钉十字架之前的星期四的晚上？
Or other way, why not Paul said it was the Thursday night before and Lord Jesus was crucified?
因为那是主耶稣在地上最后一个晚上。
And this was the last night of Lord Jesus.
在那个晚上他就要被犹大出卖。
On that night, he was going to be betrayed by Judah.
在那个晚上，他要被捉拿，他要去上十字架。
The same night, he was going to be caught up and going to go to be crucified.
那个晚上，他要跟门徒离别了。
And also, he's going to say goodbye to his disciples.
可就在那个晚上
，On that night,
主耶稣和门徒一起吃饭
，and Jesus and had a supper together with his disciples.
吃饭中间，耶稣突然站起来。
He suddenly stood up,
拿了一盆水
and took water,
然后拿着毛巾
and took a bath,
一个一个的门徒洗为门徒洗他们的脚
and wash each and disciple's foot.
最后一个晚上耶稣要离开他们。
And the last night he going to leave them.
门徒们就还在那里彼此争吵，争谁伟大。
And disciples are still arguing with each other who is the greatest.
撒旦已经进入犹大的心。
And Satan is already into the hearts of the Judah.
他为这30两银子出卖爱他的主。
And for the 30 silver coins, and he's going to betray his Lord.
就在这个晚上。
On that night.
卑鄙丑陋的犹大和谦和温柔爱门徒到底的主耶稣成了一个鲜明的对照。
The ugly and the terrible Judah become a such contrast to humbling and loving Lord Jesus.
最特别的，圣灵感动保罗记下主耶稣被卖的那个晚上，那是说到那个背景。
So here the Holy Spirit moved the power right down the context of that night, the night he was going to be betrayed.
那个晚上，耶稣和门徒吃晚饭，吃的什么晚饭呢？
So what kind of supper they had together?
那个晚饭他们在一起吃的时候是庆祝神拯救他们的祖先从埃及为奴之地做了400年奴隶把他们拯救出来。
On that night, they had a dinner together to celebrate the event and the Lord liberate his ancestors who has been slave in Egypt for 400 years and led them out of Egypt.
主耶稣就用那个晚上他们纪念感谢庆祝他们现在是一个得释放得拯救的那个晚上纪念神的作为的时候把它改变过来了。
So Jesus took this opportunity when they celebrate and join the celebrated event in the history and Jesus wanted to change their mood.
为什么我说主耶稣被卖的那个晚上他设立这个饼和桌子是主耶稣一个庆祝的转变呢？
So why we said on that day Lord Jesus set up the bread and cup, this is time he made a change of a celebration.
我们知道那个是晚上他们纪念神在埃及拯救他们的时候那个晚上。
We know that on that day they celebrate and how the God liberated them from Egypt.
神已经吩咐灭命的天使巡行遍地要杀每一个家里头每一个家里的孩子每一个家中的牲畜头生的都要宰杀。
So Lord, the God has already instructed angels to struck every firstborn in each family.
因为以色列百姓在埃及地已经做奴隶400年。
And the Israelites has been enslaved in Egypt for 100 years.
400年的时间的里面他们已经生根立基了。
And over the 400 years, they have already taken the great roots in this place.
他们已经从原来在迦南地的饥荒，现在到了埃及，非常的丰富，非常的享受神每一天给他们的祝福。
And they moved from the land of Canaan to Egypt, and they enjoyed the abundance of produce in this land.
使得他们从原来单纯的仰望神纪念神敬拜神改变成为敬拜这些东西作为他们的偶像。
And before that they worship, they're very pure, they're simple, they worship and the Lord, and now they become worship all the physical things around them.
神兴起摩西来说你告诉法老让我的百姓出去好叫他们在旷野能敬拜神。
And God raised Moses and asking to tell his and children leave these places, led out of the Egypt.
百姓在埃及生根了。
But Israelites have already taken their roots in Egypt.
以世界的好处为他们的神作为他们敬拜的对象这件事情是神所不喜悦的。
They worshipped earthly things as their idols and which is not pleased by Lord.
神借着摩西告诉法老让我的百姓走。
And God asked used Moses to tell Pharaoh and let my people go.
法老不肯。
And the Pharaoh refused.
几百万的廉价劳工啊，替我们埃及做了这么多的这些的工作啊，怎么可以就这样让他们走呢？
So these are the millions of the free labor. They did a great, they have done a great job for us. How could I let them go?
神就借着摩西降下一个灾，一个灾，一个灾，一个灾难。
So they used Moses and God gave the different the catastrophes to the Egyptians over and over again.
他们引以为生命线的尼罗河的水变成血了，不能喝了，不能用了。
He turned the living fountain, the river Nile, into the blood.
啊，他们的牲畜身上长了疮了。
And the animals and the stocks were sick.
一共十个灾难
，altogether 10 great tragedies。
每一个灾难都是针对当地的百姓，引以为宝贝，作为他们生活的祝福的工具、媒介的，成了他们的偶像。
And each of them targeted those things, and the local people proud of and worship as their idols。
法老。看见这个灾难，起先是很害怕，后来呢，心又硬了，还是不让摩西带着百姓走。
At first, the Pharaoh was terrified, but later his heart was hardened. He still did not let them go.
最后一个灾难，神说我要灭命的天使巡行遍地，家里面只要门框上没有血的记号的，通通要死一个人，死一个长子，死一个长的牲畜。
So lastly, and God instructed the angel and walk around to see any household without the blood shed on the door frame, and he will strike the firstborn in this family.
只有以色列百姓家里门框门楣上面有血的记号的，天使就越过他们，所以这叫做逾越节，他们家里不会死。
Only for those Israelites' family, their doors was filled with the blood, and the angel will pass over.
啊，那么第一次逾越节是在埃及过的。
The first Passover was in Egypt.
出埃及记第十二章十四节。耶和华说你们要纪念这日守为耶和华的节作为你们世世代代永远的定例。
In Exodus and chapter 12 verse 14, this is the day you are to commemorate for the generations to come. You shall celebrate as a festival to the Lord, a lasting ordinance.
主耶稣在路加福音22章15节也对门徒说我很愿意在受害以先和你们吃这逾越节的宴席我告诉你们我不再吃这宴席只等成就在我的国神的国里
And book of Luke and chapter 22 verse 15 to 16 and Jesus said to them I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer for I tell you I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God
一直到现在他们每一年以色列人到了逾越节这一天一定全家大小聚在一起来纪念神自己的拯救神自己的大恩
And until now for Jewish family they will come together for every Passover to celebrate God's salvation and God's great love
那么这个一家之主通常是父亲或者是更年长的在那里就召集全家他们的桌上摆上宴席特别的这个桌上有四杯酒
And typically the head of the household usually is the husband and they will prepare a banquet and they will have four cups of wine
那么孩子们在这个父亲这个召集大家了以后呢孩子们就先发问题说为什么今天晚上和平常的晚上不一样呢
And the kids will first raise the question, asking why tonight is different from the other nights.
其他的晚上我们可以吃不同的绿色的蔬菜。
And on the other nights, we can eat a different kind of green vegetables.
啊，为什么今天晚上要吃苦菜呢
？Why today we can only eat the bitter herbs.
啊，其他晚上我们不将青菜沾在盐水里面，为什么今天晚上要吃西芹沾盐水呢？
On the other night, we do not put the vegetable into the salty water. But today, why we should put the celery into the salty water?
然后把苦菜去沾着甜酱来吃呢?
And we dip the bitter herb into haricot to eat.
其他晚上我们可以坐着吃，我们也可以卧着吃，都可以。为什么今天晚上我们要卧席进食呢？
And the other night we can sit on and stand up to eat, but why today we have to sit and eat?
啊，你知道，这个图片是现代犹太人，他们是坐着吃的。
And this is a photo for the modern Jews.
主耶稣的时代，他们的宴席呢，他们是躺着，是半躺的姿势。那么他们的脚是伸在外面，他们的这个食物在他们的这个前面的。
In Jesus' time, Jewish people lying down and eat.
那我们知道这一个庆祝的改变是从纪念逾越节转变成为纪念我。
So the change here is a change from remembering the Passover to remembering me.
啊，纪念逾越节，神自己使得以色列百姓的身体上面、环境上面得着释放。啊，现在主要他们纪念因着耶稣基督的拯救，使他们的生命永远得到释放。
To celebrate Passover, Jewish people have their bodily release. To celebrate the Jesus, they celebrate how Jesus sacrificed his life to save him.
To deliver them forever.、
Huh? Deliver them forever.
Yeah, 这个犹太人原来在埃及做奴隶。
So before the Israelites was enslaved in Egypt.
不自由。
They don't have freedom.
做苦工
They labor.
而且法老要加倍的迫害他们
And the pharaohs added their persecution to them.
不是一天
Not just one day.
不是两天
Or 2 days.
不是十天
Even 10 days.
是四百年
And 400 years.
四百年呢、啊、你做奴隶啊
They have been enslaved for 400 years.
心里何等渴望能得到自由
They desire to be free.
得着释放
And they can be released.
啊，神借着逾越节啊，这个灭命的天使，使得埃及连法老王的大儿子都被杀死了。
So Jesus used angel on that past day, night of the Passover, even strike down the firstborn of the Pharaoh.
你知道我们中国人呢喜欢说八八八。你如果电话有八八八的话，你就是觉得很哎，很有福气了，很发了，对不对
？And we Chinese people love the number of eight.
888. 这个翻译稍微解释一下。That simply signifies in Chinese as you know you reach, you develop, is 发发发，八八八。
The number of eight signified in Chinese you make fortunes and become rich.
在埃及，他们有888个偶像。
In Egypt, they have 888 idols.
连苍蝇也是偶像。
They even worship the flies.
连狮子也是偶像，知道吗？头发上长的狮子也是偶像。
Even the sick rooms.
你知道，所以呢，这个神非得拯救他们离开不可。
So God is determined to and save them from Egypt.
充满着拜偶像。
Because they are in the places full of idols.
最大的偶像就是法老王。
The largest idol is the Pharaoh.
百姓得以在他的这个治理底下享受阳光，享受一切的福气。哎呀，他实在是了不起，是神呐。
And his reign, the people enjoy the sunshine, produce, and all kinds of things. They worship him as Lord.
你要拜法老吗？
Do you want to worship Pharaoh?
你要拜法老的继承人吗?
Do you want to worship the ascendants of the Pharaoh?
以色列人继续现在崇拜人当成神这一个错误这一个这个歪曲啊不是正路这一个错误上面要到什么时候呢?
So how long the Jew Israelites still be trapped in worshiping the human being as Lord?
感谢神灭命的天使把法老的儿子把全埃及百姓心里面所有的这个仰望盼望将来他的儿子继续是我们的救世主啊继续是我们的偶像啊杀掉了。
And thanks to the Lord and angel and strike down the son of the Pharaoh and all the firstborns in Egypt. And the son of the Pharaoh would become the Pharaoh in the future, but he was dead.
现在以色列百姓得自由了。
So they he liberates the Israelis.
啊，现在他们得释放了。
And they get released.
但是我这里说他们的释放是身体上面暂时的释放。
But here I have to say, they only have a temporary bodily release.
请问以色列百姓从埃及做奴隶的释放以后，后来有没有再做奴隶啊？
And just asking, and after being slaves in Egypt, do they still become the slaves later?
有没有啊？啊，说有的举手。说没有的举手。不知道的举手。
不举手就是都不知道了。
Don't raise hand, you don't know.
以色列百姓后来啊，他们遭了亡国。
And their country, they lost their country.
他们又做奴隶了。
They become slaves again.
那么神要不要再做一次逾越节呢？
So do God have another Passover?
你看见逾越节对着以色列百姓的拯救是属灵的意义。
And there's a spiritual significance for the Passover.
啊你们的身体的释放是暂时的。
Your bodily release is just temporary.
我所给你的拯救，主耶稣在这里告诉门徒，是为着你们永远得到释放。
And here Jesus, Lord Jesus tell his disciples, what I give to you is your forever release.
叫你们的身体不再献给这个世界眼前的好处，不再敬拜这些的物质的东西，不敬拜这些神给我们的，乃是敬拜这位创造我们给我们的爱我们的主。
So that you will not be trapped in those earthly things, worship those money and earthly material things. You can worship the creator, our everlasting Lord.
谁能拯救我们贪爱钱财，贪爱这个情欲，贪爱世界的好处，从这中间把我们真的拯救出来呢？
Who can really release us or save us from our worship these earthly things, the money and our own desire, all these material things?
只有我们的主耶稣。
It is only our Lord Jesus.
所以你看见说在逾越节的宴席上面，他们吃的这一些东西都是带有代表性的意义。
The food that they eatAnd on the Passover has some represent some significant meanings.
摆在桌子上的有羊腿
，the lamb shank bone，
有这个苹果啊等等做的甜酱
，and the haversack made of the apple and other fruits，
还有生菜
，lettuce，
还有苦菜
，and the bitter herbs，
还有欧芹
，and the parsley，
还有鸡蛋
，an egg，
并且他们在那里有无酵饼。
And also they offer the bread.
这个无酵饼呢，是他们出埃及的时候啊，来不及发面。
And when they left the Egypt, they haven't got time to
ferment.
Ferment the flour.
所以他们的时候呢，来不及发，所以就是个死面做成的这样的没有酵的面。
So they made the bread was made of flour, a non-fermented flour.
这个饼被称为叫做 aphikomen.
They called an aphikomen.
他们掰下来一半然后呢传着吃。
And they break into pieces and pass over to.
另外一半藏起来叫 aphikomen.
They hide half of the other middle piece.
今天我不是在讲到他们怎么过逾越节，所以我没有时间仔细讲了。
We are not going to spend time talking about how they celebrate their Passover.
主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就掰开递给他们说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
And Jesus took bread, gave thanks and break it and give it to them saying, this is my body given for you, do this in remembrance of me.
在这个逾越节的宴席里面，主人他在那里宣告 Kiddush然后呢，他就举起来第一杯的酒来称颂神，喝一口，传给家里面的每一个人。
On the Passover, they typically stand up and raising a cup of wine and taste it and pass on to the other family members.
这酒的颜色是红颜色的，乃是纪念在埃及地为他们流血的羔羊的血的颜色。
And the wine is red. Red represents the blood and the sacrifice by this lamb in the land of Egypt.
然后他们吃沾水果果酱中的苦菜。
And then they eat the bitter herb dipped in the harvest.
这些是前菜。
And these are the appetites.
然后他们吃羊腿，是神所指定的羊羔，让他们在这个仓促出埃及的时候，借着羊羔这个被杀，他们吃和吃羊羔，他们有力量往前走。
And then they eat lamb in remembering the fact that before they left Egypt, the Lord asked them to eat lamb so they can gain strength to live.
他们吃苦菜代表他们在埃及受苦难。
They eat the bitter herb representing the difficult tribulation they experienced in Egypt.
吃过了苦菜，喝过了这个酒之后，他们开始唱诗。
After bitter herbs and the wine, they began to sing.
他们唱什么诗呢？
What did they sing?
唱我们诗篇中间的113到118篇的诗。
And they sing the hymn 113 to 118 in our hymn book.
这段的诗篇被称为哈利路亚的诗篇。
We call them Hallelujah.
起先唱113和114开头的诗篇。
They begin with the hymn 113 to 14.
唱过诗篇以后喝第二杯酒。
After that, they drink the second cup.
然后那个带领的人就会拿无酵饼。
And then the leading person will took the non-fermented bread.
把饼掰开来，然后递给宴席中间的人。
They break the afikamen and pass on to the other people.
然后呢，这个感谢神以后，一个宴席才开始吃逾越节的宴席。
After giving thanks to God, they began to eat the feast.
然后主持人把第三杯酒拿起来。
And the leading person will took the third cup.
再祷告，然后他们喝下去。
And praise and they drink it.
他们继续唱诗篇115篇到118篇。
Then they continue to sing the hymn, the 115 to 118.
那么这就是主耶稣在逾越节的宴席上面，四本福音书里面记载，他们吃完了，唱了诗就出去了，就指着他们唱115到118篇的。
And this is documented in the four books of gospel. After they eating and drinking, they began to sing hymn 115 to 118.
这个饼啊，在教会历史中间，罗马天主教和路德宗的这个教会以为这里所说的饼就代表耶稣的身体。
And for the Roman Catholics, and they believe that the bread represents the and Jesus' body.
它这个血呢就代表杯呢就代表耶稣的血。
And the cup represents in Jesus' blood.
那是一个误解。
And this is a misunderstanding.
因为在这里我们看见耶稣的身体，耶稣的血，在耶稣说话的时候都在他的身体里头。
So here we see that at that time, Jesus' blood and Jesus' blood is always, a body is still in himself.
难怪很多在教会历史中有人批评基督徒这个白饼这个圣餐你们在那里吃说是吃吃人的肉喝人的血。
So that's why other people criticize the Christian history that when you partaking the bread, you are eating other people's body and drinking other people's blood.
主耶稣说这个饼是我的身体，那是一个代表的意义。
And Jesus say, and this is the blood, this is my body. It is just the representing something.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面讲，我是羊的门。
And in the book of the Matthew, he said, I'm the entering to the lamb.
他不是指着我们现在这个门，耶稣是门，那么我们是什么呢？
So he doesn't talk about the door we understand today. If he is the door, who we are?
耶稣在那里说的乃是一个代表的意义，我们是他的羊，他是牧羊我们的好牧人。
He talk about we are the lambs and he is the shepherds.To taking care of.
好牧人白天牧养了羊以后，到了晚上要把羊带回到羊圈里头来。
And a good shepherd after a day's labor and brought all the lambs into the fence.
那么当羊进到羊圈以后，这个好牧人为着保护羊群，羊能够安全不被野兽厮杀，好牧人晚上就在进口那个羊圈的进口的地方，他在那里过夜。
To protect the lambs from the wild animals, a good shepherd will stand guarded at the entrance of the fence.
所以我们看见圣经里面用许许多多这种比喻的方式来向我们解释神自己的话。
So in Bible, they use a lot of parables and to explain these things.
那我们知道说在这里主耶稣拿起饼来说，这是我的身体。
And here, Jesus took this, said, this is my body.
那是一个代表。
And this is the symbolic meaning.
那是代表 represent 什么呢？
What does that represent?
犹太人认为一个人的身体是代表他整个的人。
And for Jewish people, they think that the body represented the whole person.
所以基督说这是我的身体，是从他从神面前是荣耀的神降杯成为有了人这个道成肉身开始在地上，他的出生，他的受死，他的复活这都是讲了他的身体。
And here Jesus talks about how his body and come down from heaven incarnated and become a human flesh representing his birth, death and the resurrection.
所以我们讲到说这是我的身体，我们想到主耶稣原来是荣耀的神，现在居现在人的肉身的里面，然后在地上他怎么样出生，他怎么样后来成长，然后被人讥笑，被人误解，被人辱骂，最后还被人诬告钉在十字架上。
So here we talk about Jesus, his body come down constrained in the human flesh and how he was born. He was grown up, he was scorned, he was mistreated, and then too he was dead on the cross and resurrected.
我们常常唱诗或者祷告说，主耶稣啊，你的身体为我们掰开，为我们裂开。
And here when we sing, your body is divided for us.
Broken
for us.
可是我们发觉你真的去看的时候呢，你发觉耶稣的身体啊，没有裂开没有被撕开啊。
But in reality, as a matter of fact, Jesus' body was not broken out.
这个钉十字架是一个很残酷的一个刑罚。
And crucifixion is a very terrible punishment.
这个100多磅、200磅的人靠三根钉子钉在他的两个手上，然后钉在两个脚上面，然后挂在十字架上挂几天几夜。
And a person of 100 or 200 pounds was hanged on the cross, nailed down by his wrist and feet for several days and nights.
这个鲜血一滴一滴的流下来。
The blood shed little by little.
然后身体呢，在这个太阳啊，在这个伤口的底下越来越渴。
And the whole body become very thirsty.
所以呢就身体就往下垂。
And the body falls down.
就在那里忍受那个痛苦。
And bearing this suffering.
怎么能够叫那个痛苦稍微减缓一点呢？
How to release the suffering?
就是脚上面呢要用一点力气把身体蹬起来，然后呼吸一口新鲜的空气，把那个疼痛能稍微的减轻。
So you can, the only way is to use the feet to sustain yourself a little bit up and take a big breath.
主耶稣钉在十字架上的那一天是犹太人的大日。
And the day Jesus was crucified was the holiday for Jesus, for Israelites.
所以呢是这个犹太人的规矩不盼望他们的这些犯人的尸体在十字架上过这个安息日，整个过这个周末的。
For the Jewish tradition, they will not have the body hanged on the cross to spend the Christmas, to spend the Passover, on the Passover night.
Sabbath.
Yeah.
那么他呢就这个罗马的兵丁知道了，就拿这个棒啊来把犯人的腿把他打断了，他没有办法呼吸，他们就断气了。
So the Roman soldiers will use to broke the prisoner's foot so that they cannot no longer be able to take a breath, so they just died.
打断了两边的强盗的腿以后，到耶稣这中间一看呢，耶稣已经断气了，已经死去了，所以不需要打。
So after the beaten the two prisoners alongside with Jesus, when they come to the Jesus, they found that Jesus already died.
所以诗篇告诉我们说，一人的骨头一根都不可以折断。
So that's why the psalm tells the man of justice will not have his leg bone broken.
所以我们纪念主的身体，还不是仅仅指他的肉身的身体为我们受苦而说的。
We remember the Jesus not just in remembers the suffering, his bodily, physical bodily suffering.
乃是从他的降生，他在地上的生活，他在地上的遭遇，他在地上最后是怎么样死在十字架上，他怎么样为我们复活而说的，一生说的，一辈子。
So we talk about his whole life, how he come down to the earth, he was born, he grew up, and the suffering, and crucified on the cross.
主耶稣没有犯过任何罪。
And Lord Jesus did not commit any crime, any sin.
那么比拉多也说我在他身上查不出他犯了什么罪。
Even Pilate said that he couldn't find any crime committed by Jesus.
主耶稣为什么被人钉在十字架上？
Why Jesus was crucified?
为什么主耶稣的性命舍去？
Why he sacrificed his life?
耶稣说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
And Jesus said, this is my body given for you.
你说，我不配。
I'm unworthy.
耶稣说，我为着你舍的。
I give my life for you.
你说我不要。
You say, I don't want it.
耶稣说我为着你舍的。
And Jesus say, I sacrifice myself for you.
你看见吗？这个重点就在于耶稣基督的整个的道成肉身的生命是为着你，是为着你。
So the whole Jesus salvation is for you.
是为了叫我们得着真正的释放，真正永远的自由。
So that we can receive the real forever release and forever freedom.
愿是说我们是被这位荣耀的神所造的。
So we were created by this glorified Lord.
我们应当来敬拜唯一天地中间唯一的主。
We have to worship this, the creator of the universe.
神为着让我们能敬拜他，跟他有永远的关系，他为我们开了一条路。
In order for us to worship Him, have a direct relationship, fellowship with Him, He opened a new path for us.
我们有罪的人怎么能够来到这位圣洁荣耀的神面前，跟他能够相来往呢？
We as sinners, how could we have a direct fellowship with this most holy God?
主耶稣说，我来为着你。
And Jesus say, I'm come for you.
我来为着你流血舍命，好开一条路，你能到神面前来。
I shed my blood, sacrifice my life, so that you can open a new path to God.
我们在这里也看见主耶稣说，我为着你舍了，是要你来纪念我。
And here Jesus say, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
啊，纪念这个词我们常常会运用。
We always talk about the remembrance, remembering.
啊，纪念我们的生日。
To celebrate, remember our birthday.
啊，纪念这个国庆日。
To celebrate, remembering the National Independence Day.
那好像纪念是在历史中发生过去的事情。
It looks like we remember what happened in history.
可是圣经里面用纪念这个词，乃是呼唤你所纪念的这一位，就是我们的主，他能进到你的心思，他能够和你在一起。
In Bible, the remembering is to call yourself, call the Jesus and enter into your heart, enter into your mind.
今天我们教会每一个礼拜纪念主自己为我们所做的，不是纪念2000年以前为我们死的主。
Today, every Sunday morning, we celebrate, remember our Lord. It's not remember what He did 2,000 years ago.
在希伯来人的观念里面讲到的纪念，乃是把你纪念的这一位呼唤他，邀请他进到你的心里，再进到活化在你的眼前。
In Hebrew, the remembering is calling Him into yourself, into your body, so He can become a vivid image before you.
啊，让我们再一次好像活生生的看见主耶稣为我们所做的这一切。
And help us to look at what Jesus tells us with our own eyes.
让我们借着他为我们所做的，跟神有关系，跟神能来往，跟神能有交通。
Through what He did, so we can have a direct fellowship, a communication with our God.
所以纪念主是直接的跟主跟活的主有交通有来往。
So remembering is to have a direct relationship fellowship with our living Father.
如果你我每一个礼拜天来到教会，我们吃饼喝杯的时候，人在这里，可是我们的心呢，在几百里，在几万里远的话。
If every Sunday morning you come to the church, you partake the bread and cup, you're sitting here physically, but your mind and your thoughts are thousands, miles away.
啊，你想的是，哎呀，这个聚会赶快过去，完了以后我要吃饭了，完了以后我要去逛街了，你的心根本没有在纪念主。
If you thought about the meeting should finish early so I can have the lunch, I can go outside for shopping, your mind, your thoughts are not with the bread, partaking bread and cup.
纪念主就是呼唤他，邀请他来到我的心里，来到我的心思中，来到我的面前，我真的看见你自己何等的爱我。
Remembering is to call him into yourself. You can see how he loves you.
第三，就是这个杯是用我的血，饭后照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my body.
那么这个约 在圣经里面有两个约，对不对？
There are two covenants in the Bible.
对吧？你们还有旧约，有新约，
Old Testament and New Testament.
神跟人立的约。
And the testament made by God and people.
在旧约说了什么事情？
So what did they say in the Old Testament?
说到人要来亲近神。
They talk about how people should come near to God.
人能够来到神的面前领受神所给他们的福分。
And people come before Lord, receive all the blessings given by God.
我们能不能够就是我来了大摇大摆的来到主神的面前，然后就敬拜神，然后就得神的祝福呢？
You come before Lord, you worship him, you receive his blessings.
旧约的百姓，他们得借着动物寄生的血来到神的面前，那个约才能够立定。
And the people in the Old Testament time, they have to use animals' blood and to receive the promise of God.
得着神的赦免。
And to receive the forgiveness from Lord.
然后得着神的悦纳。
And the pleased will taken by Lord.
那么新的约定是什么？
What is the New Testament?
这个血事实上就是个认定。
And the blood is a promise. It representing the promise.
Rectification 是神自己的认定
is a ratification.
你带着动物的血来了，所以神说好了，你的罪可以得赦免，你可以得到神自己给你的福分。
And you bring the animal blood, and God forgive your sins and give you the blessings.
但是旧约的百姓，他们不是一次来献了祭就永远得到赦免了。他们每一次还要每一年来，还一年还要来几次，他们来献祭。
For the people in Old Testament, they cannot just got this the forgiveness by once. They have to come to offer the animal blood several times and multiple times in a year.
好叫神给他们的应许能得到更新。
So they can renew the promise given by the Lord.
可以再得到赦免，再得到神的福气。
He can be forgiven again, receive the blessing again.
所以希伯来书告诉我们，以色列百姓每一次来献祭，就想起他们的罪。
So every time when Israelites offer animal bread as a sacrifice, it reminds them of their sins.
因为不是一次献完了我的罪，所有的就都得到赦免了。
It's not because you offer one sacrifice, then your sins will be forgiven forever.
又有赎罪祭，又有赎愆祭，是不是
？There are different kind of sacrifices.
但是新的约定
，But for the New Testament
是被他的血所认定的
，and rectified by Jesus' blood。
旧约是用动物的血来认定的
，In Old Testament it was rectified by the animal blood。
新的约定是借着耶稣的血被认定的
，The New Testament is rectified by the Jesus' blood。
神认定了约定什么呢？我要永远赦免你的罪。
He rectifies that he is going to forgive your sin forever.
不是我们的好行为。
It isn't because of our good behavior.
不是你做好人做好事。
It's not because of a good deed.
啊，不是你立志个这个个就决志啊，改变你自己，更新你自己。
It is not because how determined you are and to change yourself.
乃是耶稣基督用他的血给我们立了一个新的约定。
And Jesus using His blood to set up a new covenant.
他的血有功效。
His blood is effective.
啊，我们的弟兄今天早上带我们的敬拜唱到羔羊的血啊，宝贵的血泉。
And today we talk about the we singing the Lamb's blood.
啊，那是宝贵的血。
What a valuable, effective blood.
啊，主耶稣用他的血为我们立了永远的约。
So Jesus and give us this new forever covenant by using His blood.
所以喝这个杯是什么意义呢？
So drink this cup, what does that mean?
吃饼喝杯就是庆祝主耶稣为我们所做的。
And drink the cup and eating the bread is to celebrate what Jesus did for us.
是饼和杯，神借着饼和杯重新在那里叙述，告诉我们神给我们的应许。
And through the bread and cup, and Lord restates His promise to us.
我们每一次来得以参与吃饼喝杯，是我们重新在神面前的一个委身。
So that's why by partaking bread and cup, we represent that we rededicate ourselves to.
啊，我们重新跟神有约定。
So we have this new promise.
我们重新奉献我们自己给他。
And we dedicate ourselves to him.
希伯来人他们每次这个献祭让他们想起他们的罪。
So for Hebrews, whenever they offer sacrifice, they are remembering their sins.
我们吃饼喝杯就每一次可以庆祝说感谢主，我们的罪主已经赦免了。
Whenever we partake in bread and cup, we celebrate that thanks to Lord, our sins have already been forgiven.
罪不再做我们的主人了。
And we are not under control of the sins.
啊，罪不再在我们的生命中间管理我们了。
We are not under the control of the sins anymore.
啊，若有人在基督里，他就是什么人呢？
If anyone
is in
Jesus, he is the new creation.
啊，你哦，我们今天是新的人了。
We are the new creation.
啊，所以我们在主面前每次来吃饼喝杯的时候，乃是一个重新的叙述，重新让我们想到主在这里对我们说话，让我们知道他是为着我们。
So whenever we come and partake bread and cup, this is to remember us. A Lord is coming to us. He did it to us. He restated His promise.
你在那里拿起杯来喝的时候
，You take the cup.
你乃是对主说：“主啊，我相信。”
You saying to the Lord, Lord, I believe you.
我相信你的血为我而流。
I believe your blood was shed for us.
我相信你应许告诉我说：“若有人在基督里，他是新造的人。”
I believe that you saying that whoever in Jesus.
我也相信说主自己要与我们永永远远同住。
And we believe that you will be resided with us forever.
在我们那边的青年人啊，看见我们每一个礼拜都要摆饼，都要喝杯。
In our church, when these young brother sisters they see us to partake bread and cup every Sunday morning.
然后摆饼聚会的时候呢，是唱差不多一样的诗歌啊，祷告一样的词句，他们就会说：为什么我们每个礼拜都要摆饼啊？
And they saw us to sing almost the same hymns and praise them in the same way. They ask a question, why should we partake bread and cup every Sunday morning?
啊，有很多的教会，他们一年就两次。
From a lot of churches, they only partake bread and cup twice a year.
啊，有的是一个月一次。
Some once a month.
啊，为什么我们一个礼拜就要有一次？
Why should we have this ceremony every week?
你知道初期的教会，当耶稣基督为他们死、为他们复活以后，门徒们是天天摆饼，天天在一起聚集，领受使徒的教训。
And for those early churches, and after Jesus sacrificed his life, and those disciples, they partake the bread cup almost on a daily basis.
他们心被恩感。
Their hearts were.Greatly moved.
他们在那里庆祝，他们生命中也有了一个新的转变。
And they celebrate the new transformation in their life.
想到他们是谁，这一位耶稣基督竟愿意为着我的罪，为着你的罪，为我们流血舍命而亡。
They remember the things that this Jesus and sacrifice his life for you and my sins.
这一位的主，他有何等大的恩典和他的大能，把我们的罪永远赦免了。
What a great power and great blessing he gives to us so that he can forgive our sins forever.
他们天天白饼纪念主。
They partake of bread and cup every day.
我找到 New American Standard Version 的翻译，这个26节中文还是一样翻译，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，表明主的死，真的要来。可是我找到这个英文圣经的翻译，我觉得那个意义啊，能讲得更清楚一点。
I find the New American Standard Bible Version, English version of verse 26.
啊，在中文圣经不过说每逢吃，所以有的呢，一年吃两次，一个月吃一次，这个每逢吃的时候。
In Chinese version, 每逢 means whenever.
啊，
但是 once a year or once a month.
No, the people use it, applied it once. It's not maybe. Okay, 就是 people 人这么解释。可是我觉得 NASB 说 ，as often as you eat the bread， 就是你常常如此行。
But English version talk about as often you eat this bread, which means that you should do it as often as you can.
哎，请问你，白饼聚会是不是一定要在教会里啊？
So the partaking bread cup, do we have to do it in the church?
啊，在你们团契里面查经班里可不可以白饼啊？
Can you do this in the fellowship, in the Bible study?
啊，在你家里面可不可以白饼啊？
Could you do that in your family?
初期教会都是在家里白饼啊。
The early church, they partake bread and cup in the family.
我们为着纪念主。
In remembrance of him.
庆祝主自己为我们所做的。
And celebrate what he did for us.
重新更新我们的奉献。
And renew our dedication.
再一次相信说主啊，你的应许都是真实的。
And again, we declare that your promise are truth.
所以这个每逢啊，在我们的生命中间呢，应当常常的啊，就想到纪念主。
So as often as you can to celebrate and remember Lord Jesus.
表明主的死是为着主做见证，给世界上的人看。
And to say that the crucifixion of the Lord is actually become a testimony.
在那里宣告说主在那里邀请我们，我们也邀请主再一次活化在我们的这个心中，我们在那里为他做见证。
Proclaim that he is inviting us to come to him and we invite him to enter into ourselves so we can become a testimony.
这个吃饼喝杯纪念主不单是纪念过去。
And the drinking cup and eating the bread is not just the remembering what happened in the past.
而且是见证现在，见证目前。
And is also testifying what happened in the present.
我们继续的信，他继续的恩待我们，继续的重述他给我们的应许，保证我们，他永远赦免我们，永远爱我们。
We continue to believe and celebrate. He continued to saving us and forgiving us.
然后这节圣经说只等到他来，这里还有盼望。
Until he comes, it signifies our expectation.
啊，那是一个 glorious hope, 荣耀的盼望。
It is a glorious hope.
啊，我们今天在地上不是单单为着眼前的而活的。
We're living here not just for the present time.
我们想到主有一天要回来，他的旨意万有都要归于他，都要这个荣耀他。
We think that in the future, when he comes back, everything, the whole universe will be in his ring and celebrate his return.
基督徒的盼望不是死了以后进天堂。
And the Christian's hope is not go to heaven after death.
如果那是你的盼望，你很可怜。
If that is what you hoped for, that's so poor.
我们的盼望，天是从今天开始的。
Our hope, the sky will stand as beginnings today.
Sorry, heaven.
Heaven.
Heaven 就是天上的王，天上的主在我们生命中间，他做主做王，我们信他以后，天就开始了。
Whenever we have our heavenly father in our life, the heaven starts.
所以我们在主的面前荣耀的盼望，有一天主告诉我们说他还要再来。
So our great glorious hope is our Lord is going to come back to us someday.
启示录告诉我们这个世上的国要成为我主和基督的国。
So the earthly kingdom will become our Lord's and Jesus' kingdom.
所以我们感谢主，得胜者那时候还要跟他一同作王一千年。
And all any people
overcomers
will reside in him for another 1,000 years.
好，这里讲到呢，我们所以纪念主是向前看望，盼望他的回来。
So remember, Lord is looking forward to expecting his return.
那么底下讲我们该怎么纪念主。
And then we continue to talk about how we're going to celebrate and remember our Lord.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯是干饭主的身主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of Lord in an unworthy manner.
什么叫不按理呢？
So what does that mean, unworthy manner?
啊，这个哥林多人就是这样子的。
That is what happened to the people in Corinthian church.
如果你的心呢、啊，信靠主以后啊，你根本就天天就来到神那边，神呐、啊，你就祝福我，保守我，保护我，保护我的家，保护我的国家啊，就这样祷告，你没有在纪念主。
So after be saved by Jesus, you come to the church every Sunday. You only pray that please protect me, my family, my country. You only pray that way. That is not the way you remember.Your Jesus, Lord.
你心里所纪念的是你自己。
You only remember yourself.
你对着饼和杯有没有被纪念，一点不在乎。
It doesn't care how you remember before the bread and cup.
那你觉得说反正是吃一口饼喝一口葡萄汁嘛。
So it's only to drink the cup and eat the bread.
啊，你对着主的这个领受饼杯，觉得这就是基督徒的仪式。
You treated it as a Christian ceremony.
你错了，你没有按理吃主的饼和杯。
You're wrong. You actually drinking the bread and drinking the cup and eat the bread in an unworthy manner.
你不知道主自己为我们成功的是何等荣耀的救恩。
You do not understand how glorious fulfillment has already been done by our Lord.
你人在这里，心不在这里，你没有按理吃主的饼和杯。
You are physical here, but your mind is far away. You do not drink the cup and eat the bread in an
有一个人得罪你啊，你还跟他啊，心里面记恨在心，不能够赦免，不能饶恕他。你没有按理吃主的饼喝主的杯。
Someone offend you, you still and remember and try to revenge, and you do not drink and partake the bread and cup in a worthy manner.
哥林多教会他们在纪念主的桌子的时候，他们是先有爱宴。
And for the Christian church, before the partaking bread and cup, they have a loving feast.
这个爱宴就像我们今天在美国的这个 potluck.
His loving feast is just like a potluck we have in the United States.
啊，我们每一家呢都带一点吃的来，大家一起享受。
And every family contributes some food, and we all enjoy together.
啊，所以呢，大家呢都准备了。
So family prepared the food.
啊，那个穷的人呢，就盼望说来到这里呢，他们能够享受啊弟兄姊妹带来的这个丰盛的食物，他们能得着啊爱宴。
For those poor and brothers and sisters, they come to join and they want to enjoy this loving feast.
哥林多教会里面有一些有钱的人。
For those rich families in Christian church,
平常在家里面呢，吃的这些这个叫山珍海味。
And they enjoying the delicious food at home.
啊，他们想说呢，来到教会吃这些别人带来这些东西啊，那真是不好吃。我在家里面先享受我的山珍海味，然后再来带一点点普普通通的来大家爱宴。
They do not enjoy the food provided by other families in the church. So before they come, and they already had eaten their food at home.
他们没有照着饼杯的意义是。全教会神的儿女，而且这个饼所代表的是一个饼，是代表主的身体。
They do not follow the meaning of the bread. The bread actually are only referring to one bread, one church.
他们自己先吃喝吃饱了，然后来参加这个白饼的聚会。
They were well fed and then come to the bread and cup.
他们没有按理。
They do not follow worthy manner.
他们专爱他们自己。
They only love themselves.
没有一点对弟兄姊妹的爱。
Without any love to the other brothers and sisters.
不按理吃主的饼。
They do not partake the bread cup.
那个结果是什么呢？
A wealthy man. What's the result?
啊，所以我们要醒茶，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats the bread and drinks of the cup.
在教会里面，我甚至于鼓励那些服侍饼杯的弟兄姊妹，如果这个礼拜排的是你来服侍饼和杯。
So in church, always encouraging those people serving the bread and cup. If that is your assignment on this morning,
啊，是你的 turn， 该你了。
If it is your turn，
可是你跟主的关系不好，你这个礼拜还有罪没有认，还有跟人没有和好，你省察自己，你就告诉别的人，我跟主的关系不好，这个礼拜我不敢服侍，请别人服侍。
So if you have still have something went wrong with other people, you still do not have a good relation with, you have to examine yourself and tell the elders and other people you cannot serve the bread and cup.
这叫做尊重主的桌子，尊重主的饼和杯。
This is to respect the, and the God's bread and cup.
人吃喝如果不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪。
For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
因此在你们中间有些软弱的，生病的，死的也不少。
That is why many among you are weak and sick and number of you have fallen asleep.
弟兄姊妹，白饼纪念主是一件了不得的事情啊。
Remembering Jesus, Lord, taking bread and cup is a great thing.
那是你跟主直接的活泼的交通。
It is your direct fellowship with Lord.
那是见证你的信心。
To testify your faith.
见证你在神的面前更新你的奉献。
And testify you renew your dedication, rededicate yourself.
见证借着饼吃饼喝杯主啊你得着享受。
And testify through partaking bread and cup, and Lord, you enjoy ourselves.
很多人很喜欢听讲道。
A lot of people love listening and preach.
认为来到礼拜天呢听道那是最重要的。
And many of you believe that the listening to the preach is the most important thing on Sunday service.
当然神的话很重要。
And God's words are important.
可是同样重要或者更重要的是纪念主，纪念主的饼和杯。
But what's equally or more important is to partake in bread and cup in remembrance of the Lord.
不光是你听了以后你高兴主的话。
Not just you are pleased by God's words.
你有没有想到主喜不喜悦你呢？主喜不喜悦你听到？主喜不喜悦你的生活行为呢？
You have to contemplate whether God is pleased by your behavior, your life.
所以我感谢主。
Thanks, Lord.
我来到这个教会，在这个四十多年之前，在我开始侍奉啊，四十三年的服侍的生命刚开始起年，我开始学习每一个礼拜白饼。
And 43 years ago, I started my service in this church. I began to study learn how to prepare bread and cup.
在那个之前我参加的那个宗派的教会是一个月白饼纪念主一次而且只有十分钟。
And before that, the church attended, they have only once a month and bread and cup, and it's only last about 10 minutes.
而且是都是这传道人带了一下就好像就是个仪式就过了。
It was led by the pastors, and they treated it as just a routine ceremony.
一直到我来到这个教会领受然后再默想每一次跟主的交通，每一次圣灵在那里感动我们圣徒们纪念主，可以不光纪念他死，纪念主为我们谦卑的降生啊，纪念我们怎么他家在地上怎么样过孤单的生活啊，等等，纪念主自己，而且纪念到主的再来，我们可以照着圣灵的感动，我们来提诗歌啊，我们不要一直提诗歌，一直唱一直唱，诗歌唱完了，圣灵界的诗歌引我们的心来感谢，来亲近主，跟主交通，然后你祷告，然后祷告呢？对不起，我多讲一点啊。你祷告不要祷告太长，哎，很多人这个很是平常很会祷告，一下祷告从创世纪祷告到启示录啊，不要祷告太长，很短的祷告，圣灵感动您就祷告，祷告最怕做文章啊，祷告就是主啊，你喜悦就好了，而且我们在这里教会要往前见证主。饼是主的啊，对不起。
Not until I began my service in this church, I began to contemplate, I began to think about the meaning of the breathing cup and cup. And in the breathing cup, we have to remembering Jesus' life, how he was born, how he was grown up, how his life in the earth, and how he was resurrected. And whenever you sing psalm, after singing psalm, also give some thanks to the Lord. Do not pray too long. Some people pray beginning from the Exodus, beginning from the
Genesis
to until the Revelation. And we have to please the Lord in our, give our thanks to the Lord in our prayers.
所以还有呢，我也盼望你们平常会祷告的习惯，很容易圣灵，很容易感动你的。有的时候你得替年轻人想一想，也祷告，让年轻人有机会开口。所以今天呢，我盼望先开始纪念主白饼，30岁以下的先开口祷告。哎，然后呢，30岁以上以后的你的机会多得很，是吧？那让年轻人也一样简单的话啊，主耶稣啊，我谢谢你啊，谢谢你爱我，谢谢你。你想唱诗歌，短短的，那整个教会在主的面前就活泼起来，活在主的面前，一同讨主喜悦。
And some people get used to pray during the bread and cup. So I will encourage you, the young people under the age of 30 to pray. I would like the people under the age of 30 start to pray. And we have to sing the psalm shortly. And we can just give some simple thanks to our Lord.
所以我们在主的面前一同明白了纪念主，叫主自己在我们中间被显大。
So we can understand that we can pray together and celebrate together so that to magnify our Lord.
我们低头来祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的主。
And our lovely Lord.
我们稀奇。
We're so amazed.
你已经愿意爱我们这样的人。
You are willing to love us.
我们是一个罪人。
We are sinners.
我们不干净。
We are not clean.
我们满了污秽。
We are full of the dirtiness.
我们满了自私。
And we are selfish.
但是主，你却愿意爱我们。
But Lord, you are willing to love us.
你愿意与我们立永远的约。
You are willing to and set up this the forever covenant.
借着你流血舍命
，and after you shedding your blood and you sacrifice your life，
你告诉我们说你爱我们就爱我们到底。
You told us you will love us forever。
你告诉我们说你赦免我们就赦免我们到底。
You told us you forgive us forever。
你的救恩在我们生命中永远有功效。
Your salvation is always effective in our life。
我们感谢你。
We thank you。
借着你的饼杯，让我们知道说，我们不是一个人做基督徒。
By partaking your bread and cup, we understand we are not the only Christian.
你的教会就是你的身体，一同蒙恩，一同在你面前愿意讨你的喜悦。
The church is a body. We come together to receive your blessings and worship you together.
我们何等盼望，借着我们在纪念主的时候，你能得到享受。
We hope that throughIn remembrance of you, you can enjoy.
你可以得着荣耀。
You can be glorified.
叫我们众人一同同心的爱你。
So we together to love you.
同心的走一条分别为圣的路。
So we can lead in this life, separate ourselves from the others.
Separate ourselves from the world.
Sanctify others.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
愿你引领我们底下白饼纪念主的时间。
We pray that you were leading us when we partake in bread and cup.
奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.